Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Get up, get up, get up. This is a Get Up Show.
Hey, it's the Simon Says Get Up Show on the Simon Says Podcast.
Wait a minute.
That's a lot of Simon saying. I'm Sean. Charlie is over there. Maddie's over there. Oh, he's rubbing his bald head. Look at that.
I had to shave it because I'm going to the dermatologist. I want to make sure any blemishes are clear.
Well, you should have shaved the rest of the hair on your face.
I thought about that. I've got a mole I was thinking about getting done.
Dude, it's hiding under your beard.
It
and
is.
It's going to kill you. You need to shave that beard.
But the problem is I didn't want to shave everything, so I could either go back to the 90s goatee, which I think would look real weird.
I could
do the mustache, but then I probably won't get kissed ever again.
Do the chin strap. Just do a chin strap.
Just the
Well, where's the spot that of concern?
It's in...
Yeah, you got to shave it off.
It's in the fringe.
You got to shave it all off.
You could have just gone around that.
No, quit. Stop. You got to shave it all off.
Why do you want him to get rid of the only hair that will grow?
Because it's...
Well, it'll grow back.
Because it's fun and it's weird. I had a friend who always had a beard. I told y'all about him, Steve, the guy who died.
Yeah.
And he always had a thick beard like yours. And every so often he would shave it off just to freak people out because he had no chin.
Have you seen that new State Farm commercial where the guy's like, I need to tell you something, something private, Jake. After I eat, I like to smell. Yeah, I like to sniff my beard.
It's folds his so beard creepy.
Oh, God. That just turned my stomach.
It is. It's really creepy.
Oh, wow. Hey, so welcome to the podcast. Be sure you click a like and subscribe and tell your friends. I don't know if this is the last one. Is this the last one? Are we getting...
Podcast ever?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, don't worry about it then.
I don't think so.
You don't think so. All right.
No.
Well, hey. We can't end on 139. That's a weird number.
Oh,
well, we'll see. We might
feel
be
like
able
that
to
would
do,
be bad luck.
What if we end up doing 700 of these? So I don't know.
Whoa,
so don't get
that's
too
a lot.
Excited. I'm feeling for my friends. I have lots of friends, and you guys have lots of people in Florida where the storm is coming ashore right this minute with 155-mile-an-hour maximum winds.
Yeah.
So this is Ian, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And so my brother and sister-in-law live in Venice, Florida, which is on the Gulf Coast, and it's near Sarasota. So, and I think just north of Fort Myers, which is where they're saying that it's kind of coming ashore right now. So they're very much straight in the path of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad lives further inland between Orlando and Tampa. So he's not going to get the direct hit, but he's probably going to get a lot of rain.
Get rain.
So,
yeah.
So we're just worried, you know, I'm more worried about flooding than anything else.
Sure.
I sent an email to my 100-something-year-old grandparents and told them that they should probably not fly their kites today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure they saw your email.
Yeah. They were like, what's email?
They're actually, listen, for 100 and 101, they're actually fairly plugged into technology.
Who's doing the emails for them? Are they really writing the emails?
Yeah.
Or is there a nurse doing
that? No. This them.
And what are they in a place? They're in an assisted living place?
Wow. Yeah, they're in a place.
Come on, man. 100-year-old people. That's not unusual. That's
no,
not
they,
bad.
They live in a community. But it's weird. What they do is they combine floors. So like they move some residents to different floors. And then
this is during the hurricane.
Yeah. So like here's, you know, 100, 101-year-old grandparents being, you know, like, go sit
shuffled
in the hallway. It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, that can't be fun.
No.
I mean,
but
I wouldn't be able to handle that, and I'm not nearly their age.
Yeah. No, they're, I mean, they were fine. They've been through it before and it's been okay. So
yeah, it's to the point, you know, everybody always asks, you know, why didn't you leave? Why didn't you get out? But my dad, the last time that a big one was coming, he and his wife did try to leave and he said never again.
Really?
It was such a headache getting stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
The accidents, you know, in the people all trying to leave and this man is a wreck and you're sitting there and trying to find somewhere to stay and all of that. He said it just wasn't worth it.
When I lived in Virginia Beach, anytime there was a hurricane watch, warning, whatever, I was absolutely terrified of that. My dad always taught me when I was little, when we lived on the eastern shore of Virginia, that the wind is the most dangerous thing, which is not always true, but that was his thing. He hated the wind because when he was little, during Hurricane Hazel, I guess it was, a tin roof blew off of somebody's barn and rolled down the street in front of his house while he was looking. And so it freaked him all the way out forever.
Was it rusted? And,
yeah, tin roof rusted, yeah. But when I lived there and they'd have those hurricane warnings and stuff, I would do all the things, man. I would fill up the bathtub with water, not knowing what to do with it necessarily, but they say do that. And with your windows, your glass windows, big windows, you're supposed to tape X's on them. So if the storm blows the window in, it won't throw glass shards all over you. If you have the tape on there, it'll catch the glass.
Mm-hmm.
But that tape will never come off of your window.
We only had to do that once in my life. And that was the perfect storm when we were up in New Hampshire. That was like the one time. And I clearly remember the point where the hurricane made landfall. And then I remember being in the eye. Because it was crazy, 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 crazy. And then all of a sudden, dead calm.
Weird.
And we all kind of like ran outside and looked at it. And then we ran back inside. And then it was, you know, stormed again. But
when I lived in Myrtle Beach, it was the remnants of Hurricane Charley. And by the time it got to Myrtle Beach, it had calmed down a bit. It was like a on the edge of a tropical storm, Cat 1, whatever. And so I was the person who had to be at the radio station. And I took all my animals with me. My cat crawled inside underneath the console and was hiding.
Still smells like pee.
But again, I remember the same thing of it, you know, just watching stuff flying across the parking lot and everything. And then all of a sudden, dead calm, walked outside for a little bit, was like, whoa, this is crazy. And then it started back up going like the other direction because it was the other side of the wall. And it's pretty crazy. And that one wasn't even that big.
I just can't imagine. You know, the people who have grown up in Florida, like my wife is like, oh, storms, you know.
Oh, is she from there?
She grew up in Florida. So she was, or the people from the Carolina coast who were like, you know, who like, oh, we've lost everything three times over.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
really
insane
have.
To me.
Yeah, that's really tough if you live, you know, certain houses especially that just can't withstand it and you really lose everything. My brother, I asked him, I was like, you know, are you guys prepared? And he's like, yep, guess we're gonna see if these hurricane windows work. I said, well, it'd be a bad time to find out they don't.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what are you gonna do? It's like you can do everything you can to prepare for it, but then you don't know until it actually hits. And then
people
it's like
always have those hurricane parties and I would be like riding by the sign where they'd have the hurricane party sign and be like, this isn't a time to party. Don't you understand how scared I am right now?
I've participated in a couple of hurricane parties.
No way. Too scared.
I could see you doing that.
Oh, my God. I got
shaking
a junk mail.
Finger.
Got a junk mail today for pre-made Jell-O shots made with all natural vegetable materials with free samples available. And I'm like, you can't do that. You can't give me free sample Jell-O shots through the mail. How does that work?
Well, they're not shots. They might
they
be
are.
Jell-O.
No, they're Jell-O shots.
With alcohol
in them. Yes. Yeah. Hold on. I just got the email, and I saved it. It was junk mail.
Is it from a Nigerian prince?
Hey, maybe. Nah, where the hell is it? It's a lady who's offering to...
She's just so good at making Jell-O shots, and now she's making
them
all natural. Organic Jell-O shots.
Yes.
That's a new one.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, geez. Maybe I deleted it in the meantime.
Not enough horse hoof in it for me.
There's no hoof. It's all vegetable matter.
Oh, see, that's the difference.
Is this
vegetable gelatin.
Jeez.
Vegetable hooves.
Not horse
I can't find it.
Gelatin.
I am always amazed when people like our age, you know, I'm stretching it a little bit, Charlie, but our age, we'll just say our age for the group.
Go on with what you're amazed by.
That people still do Jello shots.
Oh, heck yeah.
As grown-ups.
Oh, yes.
They're really delicious.
Yes. I know people much older than the group.
No way.
They have these big pool parties, and there's always Jello shots going around.
For real?
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys, speaking of shots, how freaked out I was? Did you know that they declassified Fireball and now they sell it at Sheetz?
Oh, yes.
God. Really? Is it the same Fireball?
I guess. I don't know if it's a different formula.
Well, I have a friend who runs a small grocery store down near High Rock Lake. It's called Southmont Grocery. And she was the first person that put up a picture of the display. And I was like, how is she selling Fireball in her store?
Huh.
Because it's still at the liquor store. I mean, because I was at the liquor store and they had it up on the display. It was
Hey, listen, when I was in here earlier today, I didn't ask you about this, but what's going on with Fireball? You can think about it, and I'll come back later this afternoon, and you can tell me.
I think it has. Let me buy all this, and I'll come back later.
I do need to go back.
I do believe it has to do with the way it's made. I think it is a malt beverage, as opposed to being
an actual distilled spirit.
Liquor. Yeah,
it is just nasty. I can't believe people still are onto that, man.
I've never been a fan of cinnamon. Like, I never liked Red Hots or cinnamon toothpicks.
How is that cinnamon?
Or Big Red.
I mean,
it's not cinnamon.
It is.
Kinda.
Does that taste like cinnamon toast to you?
Different cinnamon. No.
Hot cinnamon things are a damn lot.
Right. I agree.
Wow.
I like.
All right, Big Red.
Yes.
Slow down.
I like cinnamon the spice, not cinnamon the hot.
Right. Yeah. We're singing the same song here. You're picking up what I'm laying down. Yeah.
That was my favorite Spice Girl, cinnamon the hot.
So, you know, I have an ongoing battle with crows. So your idea to befriend crows sounds weird in my head, man.
What I like most about this was that it was from the same website that gave you the tips on how to summon a demon.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
I think I might need to. It's from Lifehacker. So I think I might need to follow this website.
Sure.
So this is how do you befriend a crow and turn them against your enemies. So first thing is attract some crows. So they say put like a water source near a tree is a good start.
What if they're already everywhere?
Well, that's a good start.
Then you're one step forward already.
Step one, okay. Check.
Got it.
Two, be patient and consistent. They like patterns. So you got to feed them at the same time each day and let them get used to you. So you kind of ease your way into their periphery, you know, and so they get used to seeing you around.
Does it say what to feed them? I know a little girl fed them dog food to get toys.
No, it doesn't say what kind of food to give them.
Probably corn.
You got to look for signs that it's working. So they'll sometimes leave you presents for people they like. So that's a thing. So like if you start finding bottle caps and other shiny things.
Garbage. They bring garbage.
Right. But I mean, it's what's out in the world. They can't go to the store.
Well, they should. If they really cared, they'd go get me something nice. If I'm going to go to
something shiny from the jewelry store.
Yeah, go to all this damn trouble. You better fly over to Schiffman's.
So this is where it gets tricky. So they become protective and territorial. So they might start attacking your neighbors. So if that's not the person you want them to attack, you might want to let your neighbors know that you're in the training process.
I don't think you can direct them that specifically because I don't have a problem with all of my neighbors.
Well,
but there's one that I wouldn't mind the crows attacking.
Well, here's what you do.
You get all your other neighbors in on it with you, so you're all the nice ones and the one that's not.
He's got the real science. He's the crow scientist today.
Hello. Step five. This is it. Teach the crows to hate your enemies. You get a photo of your enemy's face,
no.
You make a cardboard mask out of it, and you wear it while you harass the crows. After a while, then you invite your enemy over, and when they see that face, they're going to peck their eyes out.
Well, I'll be.
Ta-da!
You know, I don't know.
And if that doesn't work, summon the demon.
The crows know me, and they don't like me because
someone probably wore a mask with your face
on
it.
No, I do it. I harass them.
You wear your own mask.
I do not like them out there squawking and tapping on the top of my dang chimney. If I hear that crow out there tapping, I will go out there and
Why
scare him away.
Why do animals like your house so much?
What is it made out of?
Gingerbread?
Acorns and gingerbread, mainly.
Nuts and seeds.
Between the squirrels and the crows.
That damn squirrel.
He's like the witch from Hansel and Gretel, but different.
Yeah. I ain't got no kids in my oven, if that's what you mean.
It's not that different.
But I love the idea. Because it's not the first time we've even seen this or talked about it, but the idea of training, wildlife to do your bidding.
I knew,
Do you think Snow White, would you consider Snow White a summoner?
No, I think she was unknowingly eating magic mushrooms out of the woods and all of that stuff. None of it happened.
She cleaned the house herself.
Come on now.
None of those guys were there. None of those birds were there.
I think the guys were there.
Wait, time out. That was Cinderella that cleaned the house.
Snow White cleaned the little house.
Snow White.
The dwarves' house?
Yeah, Snow White moved in with the dwarves and then opened the windows and all the birds and the...
Yeah.
But if the dwarves weren't even there, then she wasn't cleaning their house.
No, she was just rolling around in the dirt.
Like, she wasn't even in the house.
So high.
None of it happened.
Which, by the way, those magic mushrooms are now legal in some states.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, they are.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, they are.
We both said nuh-uh.
Okay. I understand.
We do not believe you.
I guess that's the next thing. It's like, you know, here we are worrying about legalized everything else.
We can't get marijuana here yet. And they're already doing mushrooms other places.
Do you think there's an over-the-counter version of mushrooms like there is of everything else?
I don't think so.
Delta 9 mushrooms.
They do say, though, that in tests that the mushrooms are good for anxiety and depression, which the anxiety part seems a little counterintuitive.
From my experience.
From the film strips I've seen.
More anxious.
From what I saw in Snow White.
She was freaking out. Yeah, all of that stuff. Well, whoever wrote it was freaking out. Wasn't that a Grimm?
I don't know.
I think the original was a Grimm.
Those good ones. But then Disney made them all clean.
The originals were all very terrifying. So yes. They probably were doing
They would crush thornapple bulbs and mix it with animal fat and rub it on their inner thighs.
Why?
It's hallucinogenic.
Oh.
Your inner thighs?
Yes.
Neat.
They would grease up their inner thighs with thornapple grease. Drooling screaming.
This is going way off the rails.
But that's true. Look it up.
One of my favorite college classes, we were doing like mythology, and my teacher, God love her, Dr. Berghorn, she would tell us like all this thing, but she's the one who told us about the Brothers Grimm. So she's like, oh yeah, you know that sweet story about the girl with the dancing shoes? And we're all like, yeah, she danced. Yeah, in the real story, they cut her feet off to stop dancing. I was like, oh God.
Right, because
she
was like losing her mind because she couldn't stop dancing.
The Beauty and the Beast. The Beast was actually a child molester.
Cinderella, the birds pecked out the evil sister's eyes.
Yeah, awesome.
In the original.
Were all really, really
Disney.
Scary.
Let's.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's bump into some phone calls. If you ever want to be on the podcast, 336-373-0987. You can use that number for Bet You Won't Play It Friday, too. Can you name another radio station that plays actual requests? I didn't think so.
That beach guy do it?
he does fake ones. I want to send that out to Susie in Thomasville and Sally in Reidsville.
Ah, good.
You know?
I bet they're listening.
All right, here we go. It's some phone calls. It's your phone calls.
Hey, Simon, I can recite my alphabet forward and backwards. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, Z, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S, R, Q, P, 1, M, L, K, J, H, G, F, E, T, C, B, A.
He ran out of steam. I don't know if he really did it.
Was he on the phone?
The backwards was quite slurry, so I'm not sure that he got them all in there.
I don't know if he did it or not, but I still like it. Can't you do that? Isn't that one of your talents?
I can do it slowly. I have to think about it a second.
Broadcasted live from a DWE stop. It's that guy.
Well, go ahead.
I mean, I can do it forwards.
No, you've done it backwards before. Don't chicken out now.
Wait a minute. Z-Y-X-W.
Oh, boy.
I have to think about it. Have I done this?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Do you realize how much you've just disappointed the kids?
Z-Y-X-W-V-U.
All right, never mind.
You realize I have no way to tell if you're getting it right or not?
All right, that's enough. You're right.
P-O.
Yeah. Oh, neat. Okay, yeah, you did it. Okay.
Hey, Simon, I'm glad that the lady got the cheese off her car, because if you don't get cheese off your car in a hurry, it could explode, and there would be nothing left but debris. Have a good day.
Thank you.
That is good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we had a cheesin'. There was a cheesin' in the news, and the lady who got cheesed was pretty convinced that it was human traffickers who were trying to collect her by throwing a slice of cheese on her car.
They would distract her, and she'd be so consumed by trying to get the cheese off of her car, she wouldn't notice if someone came up behind her and snatched her away.
It's an awful story.
Where do you think the cheesing started? Because
Wisconsin.
Kids.
Oh, that's a good point.
Kids.
Yeah, with a cow.
But how do you think of...
Rude. At Kraft.
Rude.
At the cheese store.
Can I just go around putting piles of easy cheese on people's car?
Oh, that'd be fun.
It wouldn't look the same. That won't hold up, you know, in any weather.
It gets real hard.
It'll either get hard or runny.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Hard and Running in the Morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Coming up, cheese talk, talking about cheese.
What cheese is best to smear on your enemy's car?
But the thing is, people have been, you know, putting this story out there about the cheesing leads to abductions, and police are saying, nah, that doesn't add up. Just always be on alert. You know, it doesn't matter if there's cheese on your car or not. Be on alert.
Right. Anything that you're distracted by, if somebody wants to snatch you, they will, you know.
And meanwhile, now all these abductors are at the store right now buying all the cheese.
Well, then you know who to look out for. Hey, how much cheese is in your house? Oh, look out.
Oh, God.
That's actually why we have a shortage of butter.
They're
going to butter your car.
And the other people, the people at Snopes, said that it doesn't make good sense. Like, if they were going to try and take you, they would just take you. They wouldn't watch you case the place, put the cheese on the car, wait for you to react to the cheese, then deal with you. They'd get you before all that happened. Then right. They'd take you home and they'd say, look at this cheese.
What? No, they'd take you home and say, want some cheese?
Got plenty.
Hey, Simon, I bet you won't tell me what the morning show question answer was because I missed it.
Oh, he missed a trivia answer. How far back do you know them, Charlie?
Pretty far.
All right. What do you have for last Friday's trivia question? This will be fun.
Was it, you can't physically do this in space?
Ah, was it? Or was that this week? I don't know. But the answer to you can't do this in space was?
Drink beer.
Drink a beer. You can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
You remember why?
The bubbles, they don't actually, they just sit there.
Yeah.
They don't act right.
It's just foam.
And you, bubbles don't know how to act in space.
<They don't>. I'm calling Mr. Bubble if y'all don't get this together. But it just becomes a foamy mess and you can't drink that. You know, there's nothing worse than an all foam beer.
It could have been the one about every year there are around 40 quadrillion of these in the United States.
That was what it was.
Leaves.
Yeah, fallen leaves. Leaves. Yeah. And they're coming down hard and fast right now, man. They ain't
this
waiting.
Weekend's going to knock a bunch of these.
I haven't turned yet. I mean, there's little spots where they're starting to, but they're not.
You look out in the parking lot here, there's a lot of gold and orange and red and the leaves, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've already got them. I've had them for weeks now, and I'm not going to rake them because I try to keep it all natural. You can say what you want.
Yeah. Oh, no, but, man.
No, I respect that
for the
about
environment,
you.
Man.
Yeah, I keep it all natural because those leaves, man, those leaves are home for bugs and little animals, man, and they count on them for protection and insulation, man.
The nutrients
and you get
leaves
rid of those leaves.
Yeah,
you're hurting the ecosystem.
Yeah,
plus, grass. I ain't doing it.
Plus, you're lazy.
How dare you say things?
Hey, Simon, can you please stop playing Short People? Sounds a little racist, man. And Mexican radio too. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, sir. I don't know if Short People is racist.
No.
It's more, what would you call that?
Heightist.
Huh? Heightist?
I guess.
Yeah, that might be heightist.
But isn't it not?
Yeah, the story on that song, if you listen to
shaming.
It, if you listen to the whole song, it's saying, okay, this guy feels this way, but he's completely wrong. And at the end, he comes around and says, Short People are just the same as everybody. What a wonderful world. I mean, it literally says that. It's telling you this part's wrong, this part's good, and the Eagles sing backup on it.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, it would be height shaming
there
if it were what he says, but it's not.
But I do, I hear him on Mexican radio because I think he was of Spanish descent. And if Mexican radio bothers him, you know, I never even thought of that. You never know what's going to be a trigger. Is Mexican radio bad?
I've never listened to enough words of it to understand. I don't know.
I mean, he says something about, I mean, going to Tijuana, gonna get a
barbecued iguana. But iguana is the chicken of the trees. We know that. When it gets cold in Miami, you just go around and pick them up.
Just because you want to go eat it doesn't mean that you're saying everyone does.
And the other thing in the song maybe is when the singer says, can't understand, just what does he say? I mean, is that offensive? I'm really trying to be careful here.
I don't understand what you say half the time.
Well,
I don't know, man. I mean, it's always interesting when someone, you know, you never know what's going to strike someone a certain way.
Well, something to think about. And if we get in trouble for it, I blame you guys.
Obviously, it was my idea.
If you're looking to change your format and put an overnight DJ or just a guy to do any commercials or something for you, I'd love to get into radio, and I've been told a lot of times that I got a radio and announcer's voice. Give me a call, 336.
Oh, we can't have your number on there, man.
My name's Chip, like chocolate or potato. Thanks.
Huh.
Oh, hi, Chip.
You know, a lot of people say that. How many times do people say to you, I've been told I have a radio voice, what do I do?
There was someone who took appointments at my stepson's doctor's office who had a fantastic voice. And I think his name was Aaron. And I would tell him, you've got a great voice. You should be doing announcing stuff or whatever. But I'm not going to give you a job because don't have any.
Yeah, we don't have any. I wish we did.
I wish I could give him tips, but I can't even figure out how to do it right. So
don't think about it like that.
No, I mean, like, not even just this part of it. Like, I've tried to get voice stuff before, because that's where you can make some cash doing that. So,
I know
on him if he can figure it out. But I've paid for those stupid websites.
Yeah, it requires a lot of...
apply to 4,000 jobs and never get one.
You never got one?
Not a one.
I haven't done any in a long time. A friend of mine does the Biltmore House spots. I have a friend who does the medic alert, the falling in, I can't get up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He does the phone numbers at the end of all those.
Oh, not the lady part?
No.
I'm falling.
No, he just does the phone numbers. And he says he'll get a sheet with like 20 different phone numbers. And he charges them $10 per phone number. And some days he'll get 20. Some days he'll get one. Some days he'll get 50. And he's just constantly doing new, I've fallen, I can't get up phone numbers.
I auditioned for the It's Bow Time campaign back in the day.
And I know, and they told you, don't play it up.
Yeah, no, they said they wanted, what did they want? Like, the direction was kind of like a cool, whatever, like almost like the Dennis Leary read from the Ford truck commercial, where it was kind of snarky, but laid back or chill. And then the guy doing it's like, it's bow time!
I know.
I was like, I could have done that.
Exactly. When you told me that, and then when I heard the guy who got the gig, I was like,
yeah, it was totally what they told you not to do.
He was robbed.
Like, whoa. I could have even done that part.
It's like the chicken is right here.
I know. Is there a chicken in here?
That was so frustrating. I drove all the way to Charlotte. It took 2 seconds after, like, I was practicing. And I did all that, and then it was like, then to hear the campaign, like, later on, I was like, are you kidding me?
But you would hate it. You would hate it if you had to deal with directors and producers
really
and stuff.
Yeah, I'd really hate making all that money. Are you kidding?
No, it's insulting. You know, the one time I had a real big session job, they don't care what they say to you. It's like, I thought this guy was going to be a lot better than this. I thought this guy was going to sound more like...
They forget their microphones are on in the other room?
No, they don't care.
Well, I'm used to that. I work with you.
Yeah, plus you've got, you don't mind roaches and stuff like that, so you could probably handle it. You're not sensitive.
No.
Yeah, I couldn't handle it. I wouldn't be able to do it.
It's not as easy to get into as people think, because you really, really, really have to market yourself. And there are also, you're, for big jobs, like big national jobs, you're in competition with actors and celebrities.
And they've taken a lot of the big voice jobs.
They have. A friend of mine lost one to Matthew McConaughey not long ago.
See? How are you going to compete with that?
Hey, Simon, what's up with Canada? This is Beer Juice. Yeah, hollering right now.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Name is, yeah, you know my name. Yeah, what's up with Canada or whatever?
He's saying what we're all thinking. What's up with Canada?
That was what he was saying.
Did he say this is Beard Juice?
I thought he said Beetlejuice, but I hope he didn't say Beetlejuice.
Don't say it again.
Sort of a dated reference to say Beetlejuice.
Same in the row.
But it sounds like he's doing the impersonation that we do sometimes of a guy that sounds like that.
Oh, hey, Sam, you're right. You play Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
But where the voice gravels out so hard that it's like almost like a wet gargle.
Hey,
it's like,
hey, Sam.
but that's based on actual calls.
I know,
fun
but
of
it
him.
Sounds like he's doing what we do. Like, do you think that was a legit call?
I do.
Really?
I think he really sounds like that.
What's he want to know about Canada?
What's up with Canada?
What is up with Canada?
That's a good question.
Charlie, over to you. What's up with Canada?
They're just over there being polite.
All right, Maddie, over to you. What's up with Canada?
Metric system, right?
This guy knows what he's talking about. The hottest pepper isn't the hottest pepper anymore.
No.
Well, everybody thinks that, you know, the Carolina Reaper is the hottest pepper, and it is not. It is the Dragon's Breath pepper.
Is that a new breed that they
So, for reference, the Dragon's Breath has a reported rating. It's not official, but it's, as of right now, 2.48 million Scoville. The Reaper, which is the current record holder, is 1.64.
Wow.
And then to pull that in, like, what's a jalapeno? A jalapeno is like in the thousands or something.
It's much lower.
It's hardly anything compared to these.
And there's people out there like, oh, no, I can't do that jalapeno. That's too hot.
I used to not like spicy foods at all. I'm starting to be able to, like, kind of get into it a little bit now, but I still, jalapeno is about as hot as I can go.
Oh, man. I remember when I discovered the Dutch bonnet, the habanero. At that flying burrito place at Mission Valley.
Dutch bonnet or Scotch bonnet?
Oh, did I say Dutch?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a different. I'll tell you about that later. Dutch bonnet.
I saw that in Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, it's a special thing.
Real quick, jalapenos are 2,000 to 8,000.
Yeah. And these are how many million? They're million?
Yeah, 2.64 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
We used to have the flying burrito had the ultimate sauce, which was basically like vinegar and habaneros. And we would invite people from Henderson to come and be like, man, you got to try this. And then watch them freak out. Because as soon as you took your first bite, they had ultimate wings. First bite, sweat comes out of the top of your head.
Yeah.
Immediately.
When you eat something spicy, do you feel it in your ears?
I feel it everywhere, depending on the spice of it.
I will feel it in my ears. Like, right in my ear canals, it feels like that's where the spice goes.
Neat.
It's really weird. But nobody else, I'm like, don't you feel it in your ears?
No. Huh. When I used to cook, we had hot wings. We had this one, it was like tiger sauce or whatever. It's like the hot one. And there was always these guys that would come and be like, man, that ain't hot. You know, make it hot.
Yeah.
And it was like me and my buddy would go, oh, okay, and find every single thing we could find, like, and make it as brutal as possible, like habanero. But we would mix it up and heat it up because that actually releases.
It does.
Yeah. But we did all sorts. And then we'd sit there because it was an open kitchen so we could see out to the bar. And we'd sit there and like
wait for him to cry. Yeah,
just wait and watch and just see the dabbing. And then that was like our you know, moment of triumph.
Yeah. I was at East Coast Wings one time and they had a challenge, a hot challenge. And I was like, yeah. I'm doing it. I'm going to do this because I know I can handle it. And the lady goes, okay, I'll be back with your release forms. And I was like, nope, I'm out. Never mind.
Yep.
Not going to sign anything.
So this dragon's breath pepper, when they bring it out, they keep it in a sealed container because it's so hot that like even the fumes off of it will make people cry.
It's so stupid. How many did the dude eat? Somebody's already,
three.
He ate three of those.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just that. He had, so they had eaten 11 rounds of increasingly hot peppers. Then he was tied, so they had to do three tie-breaking rounds. So the first was a pair of Reapers, second was two Dragon's Breath, and the third was a Reaper and a Dragon's Breath. So at that point, they'd eaten three Carolina Reapers and three Dragon's Breath.
It just hurts at some
point. I would just die. I'm sorry. I would die.
And that, again, is after eating, you know, a jalapenos, and habaneros, and scotch bonnets. Dutch bonnets.
Yeah, the Dutch bonnet.
Blue bonnet.
Everything's better. All right, real quick, round up. You guys can pick any story you want because we got to hurry up. Who's first?
Maddie, go.
Did you see the thing about the guy who finally made it from California to Hawaii after in a solo kayak, 91 days in a kayak?
Now, no.
His kayak did have a little, like, It wasn't like a regular just kayak. It had a little thing that he could sleep in. But at the same
time,
they said it was like he did have a bunch of problems like with the electric and this and that.
He had electricity. This ain't no kayak anymore.
No.
Well, it's a modified kayak.
But I would never be able to sleep out there.
But no. 91 days?
No.
That's how long it took him from California to Hawaii?
91 days and 9 hours at sea alone. And he made it.
I don't have the same fear of the ocean. I'm not afraid of sea monsters as Sean is. Mm-hmm. I'm just afraid of the ocean in general, the giant waves and what it can do to me.
And that's sea monsters.
Passing through the shipping lanes.
Just all the, it out there in the middle, no land in sight.
Yeah,
no way.
If this is a sleeping in it electricity kayak,
I mean,
this isn't what you think. There's no kayak you've ever seen in real life.
This is a small boat.
It's about the same. I mean, it's probably the width of this room. I mean,
that's a huge kayak.
That's not a kayak.
It is
that
bigger.
That is a small boat.
It's not a small.
Yeah.
It is a small boat, but it's
What did the downstairs look like?
Oh, it's luxurious. They had a pool table.
All right, what you got?
So this lady was walking down the street and she saw this guy sleeping in the car. And she thought, you know, this is kind of weird. And so she called the cops and the cops came to wake him up. And they realized he had a pistol and an empty bottle of booze on the seat. They're like, dude, what's going on? And he was like, well, I was going to rob this bank over here, but I got really nervous. So I drank the booze to calm my nerves and I passed out.
You don't have to say everything, dude.
Yeah. Why would you admit that part?
Idiot.
Yeah. Oh, man. I was totally going to rob that place. But, you know.
Yeah, how about just, you know, sorry, man. I had too much to drink.
Had a bad day.
Yeah.
I don't know where this gun came from. Someone was throwing it in the car.
Yeah, it's free gun day in the parking lot. Always remember, say as few words possible to
get
by.
Less is more.
Always. Especially if you're in business, if you're in negotiations or whatever.
Or if you're drunk in your car with a pistol. And
yeah, just stop talking. If you get to a sticky point, stop talking. I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world. You immediately get control. So anyway, if you ever want to be on the podcast, call 336-373-0987. We would love to have you on, and we would love to have you maybe give us a request for Bet You Won't Play It Friday coming up. And it won't be too long. We'll be getting into the Halloween season, playing all your favorite crazy Halloween songs that you can't hear anywhere else. I can't wait.
Are there any we don't have yet?
Yeah.
Have you looked?
Yeah, there's a different werewolf song that we need. We got to get some more, but we do have I'm a Mummy.
Yes, we definitely do. All right, hey, man, I'm a beatnik.
Final thought from Charlie.
TSRQPONMLKJIHG FEDCBA.
See, you've done this before. Something's happened to you. You've hit your head or you've ingested some sort of a poison that's hitting you neurologically because you've done this before.
Well, don't poison my food. Do it faster.
I'm trying to win more trivias.
All right, over to you. What you got?
Well, in honor of your email campaign to buy pre-made Jell-O shots, I'm actually going to do my own side hustle and sell some free trade buttery nipples.
Parquet.
Oh, God!
See you next time.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up.
This
is a Get Up Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.